Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Titles, 5 More Minutes. Snow falls as we see a storefront decorated for Christmas. Text, a candy road in Front Street Pictures production. Nikki DeLoach, a young girl watches a toy train with a smile. Text, David Hyden Jones.
Okay, Claire. Hide and seek.
The girl hides behind a desk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. I hope it's not somewhere obvious like behind a tree.
She runs to hide among tall cookie trays.
4, 3, 2, 1. Ready or not, here I come.
I thought we said the kitchen was supposed to be off limits. It's gonna be hard to find anyone in here unless I smell cookies.
I gotcha! Ah, you're the cookie.
She steals a cookie off a tray and runs away.
Let's go again.
Oh, well, I didn't waste all these warm cookies?
He takes a couple off a tray and they walk off.
I'm sad for other kids.
You are? Why?
They don't have a grandpa with Christmas all year store.
You know what I say. Why only celebrate one day?
When you can celebrate every day.
She sits on his lap in front of a fire.
Did you start with ornaments or decorations? Or the fudge?
I started with candy canes. My favorite. So, when I have a question or a problem, I think on it while I eat one.
Because they're so sweet?
Because they last a long time, so I can think my question all the way through. And when I get down to the curly end, I have my answer.
She looks up.
Grandpa, look!
A shooting star flies past the window.
Maybe it's Santa.
Oh, it's a few weeks early for Santa. That's a shooting star. You should make a wish.
How do you know what to wish for?
A wish is when you say out loud what's in your heart. So, Clara, what's in your heart?
I wish to spend every Christmas forever with Grandpa.
She leans her head into him and he hugs her.
Time to go, Clara.
5 more minutes, please, Mom.
It's late, honey.
They cuddle a moment longer. A city skyline on the water. An adult Clara grabs keys off of a table. She pauses and picks up a frame of a picture of young Clara sitting on her grandpa's lap. She looks at it a moment, then places it back down next to a bowl of candy canes and a few candles. Her eyes linger on it as she turns to get her coat and purse. She walks to the door and pauses. She places a candy cane on the frame. As she leaves, one of the candles flickers on and off. A sign that reads West End Elementary School. Kids and parents walk to the entrance.
Good morning. Hi, guys. Come in.
A wall of framed photos. One is Clara. Text, West End Teachers of the Year.
Morning.
She answers her phone.
Hey, Mom.
I'm about to walk into class.
Just wanting your flight info.
Already emailed it.
And to remind you, if you land during business hours,
grab a ride share.
An envelope addressed to Clara.
Can't wait to see you.
She takes cookies out of the oven and knocks a stack of papers on the floor.
Any chance we could cancel Christmas this year?
You don't mean that.
Don't I?
How are we gonna do Christmas without Grandpa, Clara?
I don't know, Mom.
But I'll be home tomorrow to help.
And I promise we are gonna have a great Christmas, okay?
I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
She hangs up and walks into a classroom full of kids throwing paper airplanes.
Who's ready to make Christmas ornaments to take home for the holidays?
All the kids raise their hands. Clara smiles and nods. A banner reads, Safe Winter Break. See you next year.
Need a hand?
I just need to get to my... Oh.
Hey, Blake. What's up?
I would like to take you out to dinner.
Fridays are usually catch-up night. Gotta get my paperwork in.
I know, but you're gonna be gone for 2 weeks, and I'll miss you. So I made a reservation at Robinoff's.
I will see you tonight.
I look forward to it.
They both blush and walk their separate ways. A train rolls over a bridge in the city at night.
Decaf, no sugar for the gentleman. And a peppermint mocha with whipped cream, sprinkles, and a candy cane. You're like a teenager.
I know, right?
His eyes dart.
So, you're going to be in North Carolina for the whole break?
Yeah, it'll be nice to spend some time with my mother. Why? You thinking about something?
Actually, I've heard so much about this candy cane confectionery. And I'd love to finally be able to meet your mom and maybe ask her in person.
Waiter brings the check as he fumbles in his jacket pocket.
Okay.
He drops a ring box on the floor. Clara looks down and sees it as he bends down to grab it. She sits up, eyes wide. He sits up as Clara reaches in her purse.
You know, I got a letter. Did you get a letter from the district?
Should I have?
No.
Don't think so.
I just gonna see what,
He lowers his eyes.
Whoa.
Clara, what is it?
They're not renewing my contract.
What?
They're cutting the arts programs across the district, and because I don't have seniority, saying that I'm out of a job by June?
That's impossible. You were voted one of the teachers of the year this year.
I guess that doesn't matter.
He blinks.
I've been at West End since I was a student teacher.
She looks to him, brow furrowed.
All those years.
She looks down at the letter. He fondles the ring box, looks at her as she brings her hand to her forehead and puts the box back in his jacket pocket. He reaches into his other pocket, takes out his wallet and places a card on the check. She sucks on the end of a candy cane. A plane flies over a sign for Durham International Airport. We float over the snow-covered roofs of a main street. Clara gets out of a car with suitcases and walks up to a yellow house with Christmas decorations.
There's my girl.
They hug.
Honey. Ooh, nice slippers.
Right? Picked up a pair for you.
I was hoping you would say that.
Reindeer slippers with a red nose and antlers.
Mom, I love that wreath.
I know. I should have bought a couple for the shop. Now listen, about the house. Don't judge.
Clara pauses and blinks before following her into the house. There are papers and folders scattered over the table.
I wanted to make it pretty for you, but the shop has been so busy.
It's fine.
I had to bring paperwork home. 6 months in, I hadn't realized how much Grandpa and I did together.
Well, it's a two-person job, and I'm going to be your other person for the next 2 weeks. So let me just unpack my bags, and I'll go with you.
Nope, today, you are going to put your feet up.
I came to help.
You can help by taking my eggnog pie out of the oven when the timer goes off.
Mom, really?
Enjoy your first day off school. I'll put you to work tomorrow. Trust me. If you want to go out, Grandpa's car is in the front. Haven't gotten around to selling it yet. His keys are downstairs in his room. Okay.
Clara frowns.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, it's just, you know, first Christmas since you.
Keep baking pies.
She nods and reaches out her hand, which Bonnie takes.
I'll take the pie out. Go. I promise I'm not going to burn your pie, I promise.
Bonnie touches her chin as Clara smiles.
I love you.
I love you more, honey.
Clara takes the pie out of the oven. She closes the oven with her elbow and walks the pie over to the counter. She sets it down, takes off her pot holders, and sniffs the pie. She smiles as she picks up a snowman decoration. She looks over to the hallway. The basement door is slightly ajar. The light is on. She looks from the snowman to the door. She walks to the basement door and opens it further. We see a picture frame of Clara, Bonnie and Grandpa on a table as Clara walks down the stairs. She walks in and we see a bed, a nightstand, a lamp and a window. She looks around and pauses. She places her hand on her heart. She picks up the picture frame of her and her mom and grandpa. She scans the other pictures on the table and finds a set of keys. She walks through the snow to the 1950s style blue car. She runs her hand along the back of the car. She gets in the driver's seat, puts her hand on the steering wheel, closes her eyes and exhales. She smiles and opens her eyes. She drives off. We float over snowy rooftops. We see a sign for Fayetteville Farmers Market as Clara pulls up and parks. She gets out and walks toward the market. She leans down to look more closely at a wreath.
Morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
Yeah, I was...
She looks up at the man.
Logan.
Clara.
Hi.
Hi. You're in town.
Yes, for Christmas. And, you know, helping my mom with...
Of course. How is your mom? How are you?
Okay.
Jerry.
He smiles and shakes his head.
What a great guy.
Thank you.
He nods.
So are you working here now?
Volunteering for Military Might. We help vets and their families get back on track post-injury. I've been doing it for almost a year now.
Yeah. Oh, a year. So you're back.
Yeah, I left active duty as a lieutenant colonel. Yeah, I'm still in the reserves now, but I'm partnering with my dad in the construction firm.
That's amazing. Congrats.
He smiles and shakes his head.
You came here for wreaths.
I did.
I got some great ones over here. So
okay.
Let's get you set up.
They look at the wreaths. Logan and Clara stroll back to her car.
I can't believe you still get to drive the cool car.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know how long you're in town for, but would you want to grab a coffee or something? I thought maybe we could catch up.
She hesitates.
I just came to see my mom. She hasn't sorted any paperwork on the store, or it's been so long, you know?
He nods.
We'll be with your mom, and that's... Merry Christmas, Clara.
Thank you.
It was great to see you.
He hands her the wreath, they nod at each other and go their separate ways. She turns around.
Hey, Lo!
He also turns.
Good to see you, too.
He smiles, she smiles back and leaves, he watches her go. We float over snowy rooftops. Clara pulls up to a store decorated for Christmas. Bonnie is out front with a shovel. She waves.
Somebody needed a few wreaths?
You are my favorite child.
I'm your only child.
You're still my favorite.
Mom, let me help.
No, I just wanted to make sure nobody slips on the way in. Leave the wreaths here, honey. I'll put them up.
Okay.
She sets the wreaths on the ground by the door. She opens the front door of the candy cane confectionery. She pauses a moment, then walks into the bustling shop decorated with Christmas trees and baskets of goodies. She waves to someone. We see piles of candies as Clara looks around. She leans over and touches a toy train flanked with candy canes. Her gaze lingers on the train, then she turns and walks through the store. She looks up and smiles at a chalkboard calendar with a wreath around the 14th. She walks into the office and her face falls.
Ugh.
We move slowly away as we discover piles and piles of papers on every surface. We float over snowy rooftops at dusk.
I can't believe the twins are 10 already. Give them a hug for me.
Kelly! Bella! Mama, it's Aunt Clara!
The young girl runs and hugs Clara.
Hey! Oh.
She hugs Kelly too.
It's happening, but it's happening.
I know. 4 more weeks. I can't believe it. How's Carl?
Good. He's home for Christmas, and we get him at Fort Bragg for 2 years.
Amazing.
Are you coming over?
Clara looks up to Kelly.
Hot chocolate at my house. How soon?
Very, very soon.
Okay.
Clara smiles. Clara and Bonnie after hours.
I ran the register, straightened up, brought back the empties, and I will drop the deposit in the night slot on the way home.
Oh,
the store looks great.
Front part. The wreaths were a nice addition. Thanks for that.
Never guess who I bought it from.
Bonnie looks up.
Logan.
Logan? High school Logan?
Mm-hmm.
She continues stirring.
How is that?
Fine. Weird. He made it to a lieutenant colonel.
Well, good for him. So he's He's on leave?
Actually, he's back in the reserves, working with his dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how's Blake?
Fine.
Hey, come on, Mom. Take a break. Let me do that.
Clara takes her spot.
Come in.
Clara cuts the candy.
Blake seems, like a steady, good guy. Dependable. Not like...
Crazy Logan.
You have to admit, all those adventures you and Logan went on...
We were teenagers, and I thought you liked that spirit in him.
You liked that spirit in him, so what could I say? I was a single mom dying every time he said, hop in the car, let me take you somewhere.
Clara watches Bonnie. Bonnie does a double take and looks up at Clara.
Clara? Something going on?
Clara furrows her brow.
How did you know that Dad was the one?
Well, the second we met, I just knew, but why are we...
And then when he proposed?
I said yes before he could finish the sentence.
Clara looks down. They keep cutting and stirring.
You were so young, though.
Even if someone had told me he wouldn't make it home, I would have said yes a million times over. When you know, you know.
Clara blinks and looks down.
And what is going on?
Nothing.
She puts down the knife.
Come on, let's go do the paperwork. Bring the fudge.
Bonnie watches her go. The shop at night, Bonnie and Clara look through papers.
The man had some kind of system. I should have made him formalize it. Ask questions or something.
It was so sudden, Mom.
But I knew this day would come. I depended on him for so much. He was my rock when your father died.
Me too. He'll always be with us, like Dad.
Clara pats her back and they rest their heads together.
Maybe it's time to bring in some help. Just let me put up a sign tomorrow.
Bonnie nods.
You go home. Let me
clear
some paths. No, that's what I'm here for. I've missed this place, and I'd like to soak it all in.
She smiles and takes Bonnie's hand.
It's gonna be okay.
Bonnie kisses Clara's hand and walks out. Clara watches her go and sits alone contemplating. Clara leaves the store.
Grandpa, so many times I wished I could hear your voice. But never more than this holiday, right now. A wish is when you say out loud what's in your heart.
She stands in front of the store looking up at the sky.
Grandpa, if you're listening...
She closes her eyes. She walks away from the store into her car. Daytime at the store, Clara puts the finishing touches on a chalkboard that reads Help Wanted. She puts the sign in the window under another sign that reads, Sorry, we're closed. Clara is in the kitchen decorating a gingerbread house. She goes back to decorating.
Hello? Hello?
She towels off her hands and walks to the front.
Hey, I'm so sorry, but we're not open yet.
A man turns around.
Oh, sorry, I saw the sign in the window. You still hiring?
I just put that there.
I came by last summer to see if you needed anyone, but I guess summer isn't the busy season. I talked to an old man. It's super nice.
That's probably my grandpa.
He told me to come back on my winter break. Is he here?
He's, no longer with us.
His face falls.
I'm sorry.
What did you say your name was?
Jay.
Do you have a resume, Jay?
He looks down.
Not on me, but I told your grandpa I'm a hard worker, and he said he would trade genius for hard work any day.
That sounds just like him.
Yeah. Told me to check back.
He furrows his brow and smiles.
Grandpa Jerry's opinion is good for me. Clara.
They shake hands.
Welcome aboard.
You won't regret it, Clara. So how can I help?
Well, my mom is on her way in to take care of some of the deliveries.
Well, I can take those off her plate. Yeah, this way?
Wait, I must warn you. It's chaos.
And I came just at the right time.
He walks to the back office. She pouts and brings her hand to her chest. She puts the record player on and opens the front door.
Hi, come in. Thank you.
She waves.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Jay carries a pile of boxes.
Oh, you already did all of that.
Yeah, I like to be efficient. Oh, before I forget, I found this on the floor under one of the boxes. Looks like a journal.
He hands her a journal.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pry. I just thought you might like to have it. And I'll be back soon.
Thank you. I didn't see it last night.
She walks behind the counter.
This is Grandpa's journal?
She opens the leather-bound journal Jerry Brigham has written on the first page. She smiles and reads.
I'll never forget the first time I laid eyes on Martha.
Her eyes dart up.
Martha? I was on my own that Saturday.
We fade into a scene of a blonde woman riding a bicycle down a lane. She passes a man chopping wood whose face we don't see and smiles. She throws him a candy cane. The man picks up the candy cane. We still don't see his face. She smiles and rides off. Clara sits reading the journal when Bonnie walks in.
I can't remember the last time I drank the entire cup of coffee.
They hug.
I saved you the last piece of pie.
Gone now. Thanks for opening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do we know a woman named Martha?
Oh, please tell me she's not a customer. I forgot.
No, nothing like that.
Then no. And I'm going to get straight to the deliveries.
Actually, I handled that. I hired someone part-time, a student that Grandpa met last summer.
Already?
Clara shrugs.
Grandpa never mentioned a student.
Well, he seems super on the ball. He's a little quirky, but polite, and he's already out there making deliveries.
Well, in that case, I'll use the time to start in the pantry.
In that case, why don't you take the morning off and let me be in charge for a bit?
I can't take the morning off.
Seriously, Mom, when's the last time you took some time for yourself?
She raises her eyebrows.
Well, I would like to check out the new Christmas market.
Come on, you can do it.
Okay.
They take hands and slowly walk to the door. Bonnie walks out the front door, stops, glances back at the store, then smiles to herself and walks away. Clara walks back to the register and checks her phone. Someone sent her the message, made it to NC Safe? She hasn't responded yet. She clicks and holds the message and gives it a thumbs up. She looks up, twisting her mouth. She types the message, so busy. Call soon and sends. She pauses a moment, then puts her phone down and picks up the journal and reads.
Weeks later, Martha took me to her favorite place in town.
The blonde woman leads a man through the snow.
I'll tell you when. Now!
His feet stop walking.
Year-round Christmas!
She raises her arms.
Merry Christmas, Jerry. Time's infinite.
They're surrounded by fir trees.
Race you!
She runs off.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Do you have any doctor ornaments? I have a 6-year-old daughter who's determined to be a surgeon.
I love that.
At the holiday market, Bonnie walks through looking at Christmas ornaments.
Is eating barbecue a Christmas tradition?
It's a North Carolina tradition.
She picks up a butter ornament.
Well, okay, but who can explain dill pickles, pumpkin pie, and the band Kiss? As ornament.
You've never seen the Kiss White Christmas video?
I've never met anyone who knew there was a White Christmas video by Kiss.
Well, hello. Nice to meet you.
Edward.
Bonnie.
Oh.
Whoops. Also, a Southern tradition.
So I'm learning.
She holds up the butter.
Not from around here, huh?
I travel a lot for work.
Please tell me it's to taste food from every part of the world.
I sell software.
Too bad. So... you're here for work?
My mom. She had a stroke. I was taking care of her until she passed 3 months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I lost my father-in-law in June.
You were close?
Very. Sounds like you were too.
She was the craziest woman I ever met. And I mean that as a compliment. I wouldn't have been anywhere else. She was the world's best mom.
But you've been here 3 months.
Getting things in order.
Bonnie half smiles.
I've also enjoyed getting to know the town my mother fell in love with. It's been hard to leave.
He waves to a man across the market.
I promised the folks at the community association booth that I'd stop by. My mom was a supporter.
Wait, was your mom Diana?
Yes.
I volunteered there a lot until things got rough this year. We did a tree planting project.
Right.
And she was crazy in the best way.
He purses his lips and nods.
There are charity auctions coming up. And there's a meeting tomorrow if you wanted to get back involved. We could use some more people in the decorating committee.
I think I remember writing that down on my calendar 6 months ago. Wonder where that calendar is.
Well, if you find it, I hope to see you.
He holds up a red stocking ornament.
Maybe this one, to match your boots.
She takes it and smiles. She bends her red boot up and compares the two. He walks away. Customers leave the confectionery. Clara loads cookies into a to-go box. Logan walks in the shop.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Tell Frankie we said congrats.
Thank you.
She hands the box to a customer.
Doing a little Christmas shopping?
Mm-hmm. I need a few pounds of peppermint bark, 2 dozen gingerbread men, all the snowman cake pops you got, and of course, candy cane cookies.
They're all for you, aren't they?
Unless you're interested in sharing some.
Well, you are in luck. New candy cane cookies are ready. You want a warm one?
Does anyone say no to that?
Mm-mm.
She shakes her head. She walks to the back. He picks up the candy cane train. She comes out with a tray of cookies and watches him.
Needs new batteries, I think.
Those are the cookies?
How many do you want?
All of them.
She furrows her brow.
They're actually for military might. We're putting together Christmas baskets for the families, and I thought I'd bring the treats.
That's really nice.
Well, it can be tough around the holidays.
He points to the gingerbread house.
Your gingerbread house has a bit of structural damage there.
Yeah.
I am a contractor.
I'm good.
You don't want that roof caving in on innocent gingerbread people, do you?
She shoots him a look.
I'm fully bonded and insured.
She puts her hands on her hips and looks at the house. The "we're closed" sign is in the window.
Oh, come on. You remember that look. The one that said that you were his one and only granddaughter and I was...
taking me out on my first date?
Mm-hmm.
He did give us the fair lane, though.
No, he gave you the fair lane. He gave me the look.
He glares and lifts one side of his lip.
I mean, I admit I was scared. And with that military background.
He shakes his head and lifts his hand briefly. She goes back to decorating. He watches her.
Clara, the way I enlisted, I know it's been a long time, but I always wanted the chance to...
Delivery's complete.
Jay walks in.
Sorry. Hi. Anything else for today?
All set. Maybe we can go through the inventory in the pantry tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
I don't know if you saw, but there's a big Christmas tree lighting happening at the market tonight. Seems pretty neat.
I can't remember the last time I went to that tree lighting.
Well, don't let your big chance go by. See you later.
He leaves.
Do I know that guy?
New holiday hire. Maybe you've seen him around town?
He shakes his head.
You know, that tree lighting is usually pretty neat. Would you want to go there with me tonight?
She looks at him, glances down then back. The confectionery shop at night. Clara walks from the office with her coat and bag.
It's just a tree lighting. I haven't seen it in years. Look, I know you never liked Logan.
No, I loved him. What I didn't like was the way he left, and neither did you.
He didn't leave, Mom. He joined the army.
And didn't tell you until after he enlisted. You were devastated. He chose that life. Good for him. But you have a different life now with a great guy in Chicago.
Everything's fine. Don't worry.
She walks out and Bonnie watches her go. We float over the town lit up at night. At the Christmas tree lighting ceremony, Clara and Logan take a stroll.
How good are the second graders?
They're incredible. They just haven't gotten to the place where they filter or second guess, so their creativity is just
off the charts, and their willingness to try and fail is just so inspiring.
You haven't changed a bit. I always knew you were going to be this kind of art teacher, inspiring the next gen of Picassos and O'Keefes.
She lifts her brow briefly.
Did I say something wrong?
Oh, no. It's just, I'm being laid off.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But you're so talented. You'll find another position right away. There's private schools and community centers and colleges. And, I mean, even the Army has an art program.
It does?
Yeah, since World War I.
She frowns and looks down.
Maybe I looked it up when I got there.
She raises her eyebrows.
Maybe I thought to... Any place would be lucky to have you.
You sound like my grandpa. He had a knack for saying the right thing at the right time.
They continue walking.
The day he died, we were supposed to connect, have one of our epic chats. But when I called his phone, my mom answered. He just collapsed.
She forces a smile and lowers her eyes.
And I keep wondering if I would have called just 5 minutes earlier. If I would have been able to hear his voice one last time. I wish I knew what he would say now.
He would have asked you his favorite question. Clara, what's in your heart?
She blinks back tears and lowers her head.
I know. He did it for me, too. Even after you and I split, he was still in my life.
She furrows her brow and frowns, wipes away a tear.
Clara, I never meant to hurt you. But I did. And I'm sorry. Oh, I wanted to say that for such a long time.
She half smiles.
And I knew when I saw you again, I wouldn't let that chance go by.
She furrows her brow, purses her lips, and smiles. They gaze at each other longingly, and he smiles.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. It's time to illuminate this year's magnificent tree. Count it off with me.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Merry Christmas!
The tree lights up. Logan and Clara stand in the crowd clapping.
Aww.
At the shop at night, Bonnie picks up the rattling toy candy cane train.
Screwdriver.
She walks to the back office and she pauses. There are no papers in sight and everything is organized.
Wow.
She touches the clean table, then the shelves.
Wow.
She looks around, lifting a lid of a toolbox.
Oh!
She spots the calendar with post-it notes on each day. She peels off a note and reads it and smiles.
So I just discovered Grandpa used to keep a diary. There's a history that I never even knew about. He fell in love with a girl named Martha when he was younger.
But your grandma's name was Nell?
I know.
Wow. So was that when he was in the Army?
No, I haven't even gotten to the Army part yet.
Well, Jerry always said things happen for a reason, so maybe this journal turned up now because...
Because...
I have no idea.
Well, you know, I have it in the truck. You drive, I'll read. Maybe we can find some clues.
Well, that sounds nice.
She smiles.
After you.
They walk back to the car. They drive up to Bonnie's house at night.
So I finally worked up the nerve to invite Martha to the holiday formal. We'd been seeing each other nearly every day for a month, but this would be our first dance, and I was so nervous.
He slips a corsage on Martha's wrist.
But she always put me at ease, and always, always found the joy.
They dance.
We talked and laughed all night. It felt like we'd been together forever. We'd be together forever. I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her.
Logan nods. Claire looks up.
Oh, you're here. I was so into the story.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa. No. I need to know what happens next. No, I'm serious. Fred. I mean, did they go on another date? Does he confess his love for her? I need to know what happens.
She reads.
How could I spoil everything by telling her when I turned 18, I'd be enlisting in the Army.
She pauses and looks up to Logan, who lowers his eyes, then looks forward.
What did Logan say when you read him the part where your grandpa enlisted and couldn't tell her?
Logan brought up his enlisting before we even got to the journal.
Wow.
He apologized.
Well, that's big. What have you told Blake?
About Logan?
Clara puts cookies in a box.
No, about the journal. Why? Is there something to tell him about Logan?
No.
She scoffs and speeds up the cookies, drops one.
No. Cookies. I hope Bella's class loves them.
She closes the box and clasps her hands under her chin. Clara leads Jay into the office.
You did such an amazing job on The Office that I thought I would let you loose on this.
The jumbled pantry.
Of course.
Clearly, my grandpa had a it's a mess, but I can put my hands on everything system. Problem is...
Oh, without him, no one can put their hands on anything. Yeah. I'm sort of a whiz at this kind of stuff, so it shouldn't take too long. Yeah, and if you're looking to get rid of some extra inventory, you could set up a booth at the Christmas Bazaar this weekend.
I forgot about the Christmas Bazaar. Thank you. You are a godsend.
He smiles. She walks away. Bonnie and Edward sit at the market.
Thank you.
A person brings them cocoa.
Thank you.
To the official decorating committee.
I love the association, and I'm so glad I could make the meeting, but they're hot cocoa.
It's a Christmas abomination. Wait till you try this.
He pours the milk.
Cheers.
She sips the cocoa.
It's good.
He stirs his cocoa.
You wouldn't have time for dinner sometime soon, would you?
Oh.
She hesitates.
I'm so busy at the store. I run the Christmas store on Maple, so the season.
Perhaps after Christmas, then? Or perhaps you're seeing someone.
No, I'm not.
He watches her.
No, I haven't done that for a while. I mean, can you tell?
He smiles. She lowers her head.
Think about it. In the meantime, tell me more about the shop.
Well, it's complete chaos, but it's also the greatest place on Earth. It's been so important to me.
We float above them as they talk, then watch Clara get out of the car with the trunk open full of gingerbread. She answers the phone.
Hi.
Hey, finally. How's it going?
Sorry, it's just been really busy.
Yeah, but the store's crammed.
Yeah.
She closes the door with her foot.
So are you just packing?
Yeah, got my routes, map, timing, even got my Christmas sports movies chosen.
She looks for a place to put a box down.
That's where you say there are no Christmas sports movies, and I explain that Ivan Drago fought Rocky on Christmas Day.
You know what the Army's good for? Multitasking. Let me help you out there, G.I. Jane.
Hey, Blake, I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I call you later? I'm selling some stuff at a Christmas bazaar, and I kind of need both hands to get organized. Can I call you later?
Of course. Yeah, I'll catch you then.
Okay.
She hangs up.
Who's Blake?
He is, my boyfriend in Chicago.
Oh. Is it serious?
She looks up to him, mouth agape.
Is that Clara?
Hi!
Look at you!
A woman walks up and hugs her.
Logan's been talking about you nonstop.
Not nonstop, Mom. It wasn't.
Hush. He said you look wonderful. And you do. And your poor dear grandfather. I was so sorry to hear about him. I bet your mom is up to her ears.
She is.
Well, tell Bonnie I said hi. We'll be gone seeing my baby's baby over Christmas. Denise had another. But let's reconnect after. Promise?
Promise. It's so good to see you.
They clasp hands. She pats Logan and leaves.
Listen, can I take you someplace tonight?
She shoots him a look.
Logan.
It's not what you think. I want to take you someplace unconventional.
I'm seeing someone.
It's not that. It's one old friend to another saying, hop in the car, let me take you somewhere.
She stares at him, then puts a cookie in a box.
Right.
All right.
It's lightly snowing.
Perks of being a contractor working on our old school.
They walk into the school.
weren't expecting this, were you?
Time flies.
Clocks don't stop. Come on.
He walks down the hall. She watches him. He opens the door of a classroom. She walks in. She looks up at the ceiling tiles with artwork on them.
They kept the ceiling art you fought for.
We fought for.
First time I ever took a stand. You were so adamant that kids have a place to express themselves. I know you're worried about separating from your school.
She sits on a table.
But you've been inspiring students since we were this age to find a place to do it again.
This is where you wanted to bring me.
She looks up, nods, and smiles to him.
Your unconventional outing.
I thought about what Jerry would do. How he'd remind you that the art teacher that you are isn't tied to a place or a school.
He points to his heart.
It's inside you. It's who you are.
She stares at him, contemplates this, and smiles. She lays back on the table, looking up at the ceiling. Logan lays back as well, their hands brush against each other.
Who you've always been.
We see the paintings of a halved avocado and a recreation of the hands of the creation of Adam. They look to each other. Their hands fidget and move away from each other. They look back to the ceiling. The Fayetteville Community Center at night, Bonnie and Edward decorate a tree.
There we go.
You're good with lights. It shows you grew up in a Christmas story.
Oh, I didn't grow up in the confectionery.
No.
No.
They wrap the lights on the tree.
My husband, Danny, was killed serving overseas, and Jerry just took Clara and I in, and he said, we're family, we'll get through this together. And I've been at the confectionery ever since.
He watches her.
You're different than I thought. You said you sell software. I looked you up. You sell software companies. Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to be treated differently. People here have connected with me because they knew my mother or because they liked the Vietnamese food I made, not because they were looking for some big sale or an introduction to someone.
You make Vietnamese food?
Logan and Clara walk up to the house.
I cannot stop thinking about those young artists and what they created.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to believe that they're the same age your granddad was in his journal. Mm. I mean, what happened with him and Martha when he shipped out? Do you know?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't gotten that far.
She takes out the journal.
Want to find out?
Mm-hmm. Read me more.
They sit on the bench on the porch.
That day we said goodbye at the station. It was the first time I ever saw tears in Martha's eyes.
We fade to Martha nodding her head as she hugs him and tears stream down her face. He gets on the bus. She watches him go. She waves as the bus pulls away. Back to Logan and Clara on the bench. Someone appears on the porch.
Mom! You remember Logan?
Sure.
Clara smiles.
And this is Edward.
Pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
Bonnie's eyes dart around.
I didn't.
You didn't tell me you were
going on a date. It wasn't a date.
It wasn't a date.
It's fine if it was a date.
Tell me what it was then.
It was two old friends hanging out. You put on lipstick.
We were doing decorations for the association. I always wear lipstick and don't change the subject.
He seems nice.
Bonnie averts her eyes.
Where'd you meet?
At the Christmas market you forced me to go to.
I'm happy for you. I mean, when's the last time you went out?
She rolls her eyes.
I don't know. I was nervous the whole time, and he wants to see me again, and dating has never really worked out, so that's over. And tell me about you.
Me.
You've seen Logan practically every day since you've been here.
Nothing's going on.
Nothing or nothing?
Nothing is going on with Blake. I mean, Logan, nothing is going on with Logan.
She furrows her brow.
I'm gonna go call Blake.
She gets up.
Hey, sorry I missed your call earlier.
Oh, it's fine. It's been nonstop. So tell me how it's going.
How was the big game?
Well, Mom threw an interception that ended the game, so we had to trade it to the other side for next year. So listen, I'm glad you called.
I have some good news. I found out the Weston's looking for a second grade teacher for English and history.
Oh. Well, that's...
I think you should apply for it.
Me? An English and history teacher?
Yeah, yeah. I emailed you the application link.
But
I teach art.
Teaching is teaching.
You know, it's just another job, right?
Sure.
Besides, that way we could keep working together.
Listen, Blake, I...
Oh, hey, they're putting dinner down. I should...
Oh, yeah. I can call you later.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
She hangs up and she furrows her brow as she sits on her bed. She sends a text to Kelly saying SOS. We float over the lit-up town at night. At Kelly's house.
Teach English? And history.
But you're an art teacher.
Exactly. It's not just a job. It's
who you are and always have been.
She smiles and picks up her tea.
That's exactly what Logan said.
So you're seeing more of each other.
Kel.
Why did you send me an SOS?
Blake is gonna propose.
Clara?
Clara looks at her brow raised, lips pursed.
Oh, no.
Look, he's a great guy. He really is. Oh,
there are so many buts in that sentence. He's a great guy, but...
But I don't know. Everything was fine. And the second I saw that ring box, I went ice cold. I thought it would feel different. And then ever since it happened, all I have are questions.
She shakes her head.
Look, it's the same night that I lost my job, and then it's our first Christmas without Grandpa, so maybe...
She waves her palm.
What would Grandpa Jerry say?
He would say, Clara, ask yourself one question.
Kelly smiles.
What is in your heart? If only you were here.
The yellow house lit up at night. Clara sits on her bed reading the journal.
I heard the mail was in. And there was a big package for me. I was sure it would be letters from Martha, but when I got there, all my cards came back unopened. I didn't understand. We fell so hard. Was I wrong? About everything.
A stack of mail with return to sender stamped on them.
What happened, Grandpa? What happened to your first big love?
The house during the day. Clara comes downstairs in her reindeer slippers. Bonnie sifts some sugar over a tree cake.
Wow! I know. I also made maple bacon and cinnamon coffee.
What? No pies?
Check the oven.
Clara pours her coffee.
I couldn't sleep last night. So... We good?
Always.
So... What happened here? I tried to clean up.
Clara looks to a pile of papers.
Those are organized piles of piles. Don't make fun.
All I'm saying is if you keep living in chaos, then you're not going to have room for anything else.
What do I need room for?
Saying yes to a second date with Edward? Or whatever comes next in life.
Bonnie glares at her. Clara shrugs.
I gotta open the store. This time, you go out. Go shopping. Take the morning off.
Clara flips through the papers.
I heard you. Okay? I'll think about what you said.
Thank you.
Bonnie nods, then walks away. Clara watches her go and licks her lips. We float over snowy rooftops. At the market, Clara bumps into Jay.
Oh, Jay!
Wow, sorry. I wasn't looking where I was going. Actually, I was just doing some Christmas shopping before I head in. I was going to stop at the hardware store and grab some extra batteries for the candy cane train, and I lost track of time.
I can pick them up.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, I can come back later.
They're right there. Plus, my mom's in the shop, and she's really excited to meet you.
Okay, great. Well, I will see you later, then.
Bye.
She keeps walking, then bumps into Logan.
Hey. I thought I would just grab some batteries, see if I can get that candy cane express train going. What are you picking up?
Batteries. To see if I can get that candy cane express train going.
Well, if the batteries don't work, I could always take a shot at fixing it. Are you heading in now?
Actually, my mom's covering for the morning. I was going to sneak out and do a little extra shopping. Why?
Nothing. They just gave me a really nice tree from the lot, and it's very bare right now.
Actually, I don't know if you've heard this, but art activities are kind of my jam.
He smiles.
Christmas art activities? Well...
Welcome to my humble abode.
They walk into his house with neutral colors and a sparse Christmas tree. She looks around and nods.
Impressive.
Well, you were expecting beanbag chairs, dirty clothes everywhere, and a video game console, huh?
In my defense, that is what your old basement used to look like.
I've been making military beds for years. Oh,
how's Denise? Your mom said she was having another baby, her second?
Third.
Oh. Wait, so does that mean you're alone for Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, it's a busy season for military might, and I want to help.
It's really thoughtful.
He smiles. They hold each other's gaze for a moment.
We should start.
That's what these are for.
Clara looks down. Her smile fades.
Now, don't you forget to share some of that with your parents.
The little boy leaves with a box of cookies.
Oh, I got that, Mrs. Huff.
Oh,
perfect choice for this year's collection.
Thank you. Are those fresh candy cane cookies I smell?
Yes, I forgot to take them out.
She runs to the kitchen and stops.
What in the world?
Everything is organized.
Jay.
She shakes her head and puts some fresh cookies from the tray onto a plate. She turns to go and spots a dish with a boot ornament on it with some cookies. She picks up the ornament.
Oh. Jay.
She walks to the front of the shop with the cookies. Edward walks in.
Oh. Hello.
I had some holiday shopping to do, so.
How can I help?
Back at Logan's house.
I don't remember these from your house growing up. Are they new?
An army ornament.
My mom made them.
Viv did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, she really is good.
She's a talent.
She hands it to him.
Both my parents have been really supportive about me serving.
He places it on the tree. Clara looks down.
Hey, I need to talk to you about something. Way back in senior year.
Oh, we don't have...
No, I need to.
Okay.
I didn't break it off with you because of how you enlisted. I did it because of what my mom and I went through losing my dad.
He nods.
And I should have said something, but I didn't know how. I'm really sorry. You should have known.
I think I did know. Deep down. I didn't want you to have to go through the same kind of loss again. And that's why I guess I just kind of accepted it.
She looks at another ornament and glances at him.
I hope it didn't keep you from moving on and...
Oh, I've dated. Nobody that's really stuck, but maybe I just haven't found the right person who can put up with me.
She smiles as she puts an ornament on the tree.
I keep thinking about your granddad's journal.
You have?
I can't help but wondering whether it was the army that kept him and Martha apart. But if he had a second chance, would he still sign up?
She lifts her brow briefly. He shakes his head.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe later I'd come by the shop around closing, see if I can get the Candy Cane Express going in case it needs more mechanics than batteries.
I think that'd be good.
She hands him another ornament. He nods and she smiles at him. We float over the lit-up town at night. Bonnie turns the sign from open to closed.
We cleared the whole display case today twice.
So good.
Bonnie sits as Clara sorts.
Now I have to start unboxing stock for tomorrow. It never stops.
Why didn't you ask Jay? He said he was stopping by this morning.
He left for deliveries before I could. Edward stopped by the shop today. He had some Christmas shopping he wanted to do. And I may have said yes to go to the charity auction with him tonight.
Mom.
I panicked. See what happens when you encourage me?
You're adorable.
Bonnie shoots her a look.
You know, why don't you go home? Get ready. Put on some lipstick. I'll take care of closing up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I could just...
Logan walks in. Bonnie slowly turns to Clara. He waves.
Hey.
Hi.
He nods to Bonnie, whose mouth is agape, and stands up.
How's the new niece?
Cutest thing you ever saw. Show you a picture?
He takes out his phone.
Beautiful. Give Denise and your parents my love.
I will.
Merry Christmas, Logan.
Her eyes linger on him a moment, then she slowly turns to Clara.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Bonnie leaves. Clara watches her go. Logan looks at Clara, who frowns and lifts her eyebrows. They sit by the fire at the shop as she reads the journal.
A few months out on mission, impatient to get back to base.
She turns a page.
Oh, what's that?
It's a Christmas card. Must be one of the ones he never sent. Do you think that he sent her Christmas cards every time like she asked?
I would. If it was me.
You would.
They look at each other.
Here, you read.
Even though my cards came back unopened, I can't stop hoping one might get through. That we'll have our great love. I'll come find you the minute I finish my service. Till then, Merry Christmas times infinity. Love, Jerry.
A hand writes on the card.
I wonder if that was the last one he wrote, and then after this...
She turns a page.
He just gave up. I feel so sad.
Or, even if Jerry and Martha never saw each other again, maybe she opened up his heart.
Clara looks to him, brow furrowed.
If that's what he got for falling in love for the first time, maybe it's not a sad story. Maybe that's what first love does. It sets the tone for the rest of your life.
They look at each other longingly. He slowly leans closer to her.
It's getting late.
Yeah.
He lowers his head, then gets up. Clara wraps the journal back up. She sets it on the chair next to the fire. Outside the shop at night, Clara stands looking out the front window. She takes out her phone and dials.
Hey, Blake. Give me a call. There's something really important we need to talk about.
We float over the town. Edward and Bonnie walk out of the auction.
I thought you'd enjoy winning that auction.
3 years of barbecue at the month club?
Guess you're gonna have to find something to share. We made a pretty good team on decorations. Though I have to admit I may have hidden the sheet after we signed up.
Oh, wait. It was because of you that we did all that by ourselves?
I wanted a way to spend one-on-one time. Getting to know you better.
He smiles. She stares at him. She lowers her eyes.
I thought I was ready, but I'm not yet.
She shakes her head.
I just have so much to deal with. I'm sorry.
Bonnie.
She looks to him.
Thanks for a really great evening. Really.
She walks away, leaving him alone in the parking lot. Daytime at the Yellow House. Clara bends down to pick up the newspaper on the front porch. Jay calls from the shop office. Clara answers the phone.
I broke Santa.
Jay?
I broke the Santa timer in the store, and I couldn't find any extras in the back. So I thought maybe you'd know where replacements are.
I got it. No problem. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
She hangs up. She shudders and goes inside. In the basement on the table with the picture frames, she looks at a few different timers. She spots an envelope on the desk next to the timers that reads, "To Martha Tompkins." Clara looks around her, then back to the envelope, her brow furrowed. She walks out. At the Christmas market.
And they really work, too. Right behind me, there's a lady who's selling these amazing walnuts. Go grab a bag and see. Crush, crush, crush.
The boy walks away. Logan answers his phone.
This is Logan? Yes? Yes, sir.
He adjusts his stance.
Yes, I will. Thank you, sir.
He hangs up. He stands looking at his phone at the military might tree stand.
Hey, can you call me when you have a sec? There's something I want to tell you about. Thanks.
A phone spilling out of a purse lights up with a voicemail from Logan. Clara rushes up from the basement to the journal sitting on the counter next to the person phone with the call from Logan. She opens the card and reads.
My dearest Martha, I couldn't resist writing one last time. If there's one thing I've learned from these years, the days run by. The love won't stop, the pages keep floating by. And one day you wake up and wish we just had 5 more minutes.
She glances up and back to the card, then down to the journal.
So I think we should meet.
She stands straight up, her jaw drops. She puts the card back in the envelope. She closes the journal, leaves it on the counter and grabs her purse. We float over snowy rooftops. Clara walks up to Logan at the market.
Hi.
Hey, did you get my message?
Grandpa Jerry wrote to Martha.
She holds up the card.
Recently, like this year.
He glances at the card then back to her.
Tell me everything. Can you?
He gestures to the other worker at the stand and he walks off with Clara.
He still wanted to connect.
They sit over a fire.
You think they met up? The
card wasn't sent. It wasn't even addressed. I don't think he knew where she lived, but...
some part of him.
Still wanted to know if there was something there.
He nods. She looks at the card.
Should we give him that chance?
Or try and find her?
Deliver the card?
If you were Martha, would you want to know how your granddad really felt after all this time?
Everyone deserves to know if they were loved the way my grandpa loved Martha. Let's go find Martha Tompkins.
They smile at each other. We float over snowy rooftops. They walk up to a house and pause before the front steps.
This is our place.
She looks at her phone.
Okay, my search gave me 9 Martha Tompkins in a 10-mile radius of Fayetteville.
Lucky number one.
A woman answers the door.
Hi, are you Martha Tompkins?
Yes.
My name is Claire Brigham, and my grandfather was Jerry Brigham. I was wondering if you were the Martha Tompkins who knew him in the 50s.
I don't remember any Jerry Brigham.
Well, thanks, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. One down, 8 to go.
2 women shake their heads no. 2 more women say no.
Jerry Brigham.
No, I don't know anyone by that name.
Is he lost?
No, he passed away earlier this year. We're looking for someone he knew. A different Martha Tompkins, I guess.
There is another Martha Tompkins.
We know, ma'am. We're the knights we've tried in town.
I'm thinking of a woman who lives a few towns over. We never met, but I used to get some of her mail. We have the same middle name. I kept her new address. One second.
It's gotta be her, right?
He cocks his head. She furrows her brow. We float over a snowy village. They sit on the porch of a house.
She must be in town. I mean, she wouldn't have gone to all the trouble of putting up these Christmas decorations if she was gonna be away for the holidays, right?
No, yeah, absolutely. She's gonna be around.
Clara nods.
What are you gonna say to her? If it's her.
I guess I would, wanna find out why they didn't end up together.
Just never quite get over it.
She looks up to him. The corner of his mouth curves up as he stares at her, then looks away.
Oh, that first Christmas after I deployed, I wrote maybe 50 versions of a card to you. Regret and apologies and my feelings.
She raises her eyebrows.
Couldn't send it.
Well, I couldn't have read it.
She shakes her head.
Not then. I would have protected myself.
That's okay.
She narrows her eyes.
No, no.
She furrows her brow.
I just realize that that's what I have been doing. Making safe choices, gravitating towards safe people, not believing that I could teach somewhere else or be the person that I used to be. All the things that you've opened my eyes to.
Come on.
Yeah, to the person that you and my grandpa always saw.
He blinks and looks at her. She turns her body toward him.
Spend Christmas with me and my mom. Please. Your family is out of town. You shouldn't be alone. And this week has been...
Claire. I've been called back to active duty.
Her eyes soften.
Oh.
He nods.
Yeah.
When?
Right after the new year. But everything you said.
No. It's okay.
She grabs a paper and pen.
Seriously, can you take me home, please?
She leaves the note in the door jamb, then picks up her purse.
Clara.
She walks back to the car. We float over the town lit up at night. Logan's car pulls up to the yellow house. They get out and walk halfway up the path.
Thanks for the ride back.
Yeah, wait.
She turns to him.
Do you still want to spend Christmas?
She wrinkles her nose and shakes her head no.
The time, our timing? It never...
He shakes his head.
Just please be safe.
Claire.
Merry Christmas.
She holds back tears as she walks inside. He watches her go.
Mom? You here?
Yeah. In the living room with,
We see Blake, who holds out his arms.
Surprise.
What are you doing here?
Bonnie stands.
I have to, deal with something upstairs.
You said you wanted to talk, so...
Just, please sit down.
They sit. She looks down and holds her knees.
I saw the ring box.
He nods.
Right. So...
I really care about you.
He lowers his eyes, then looks to her again.
I think that's what I heard on the phone when you sounded so distant.
I can see a life with you.
Clara, if you're not jumping for joy for me to ask you, it's not really what I'm looking for either.
She closes her eyes and hangs her head.
I should have said something at the restaurant, but honestly, I didn't know how I felt. And then I didn't want to say anything until I knew,
And now you do?
She nods, purses her lips, and furrows her brow.
Look, if everything happens for a reason, then maybe seeing the ring was a sign. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I never wanted to hurt you. Why don't you stay the night? We have a guest room.
It's okay. I'm gonna head to the airport. Say goodbye to your mom for me. It was really nice to meet her, finally.
They both stand.
And, Merry Christmas, Clara.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. They hug.
It's all right.
They release their embrace. They look at each other sorrowfully. They yellow house at night. Clara sits on the sofa. Bonnie brings her a mug of something and sits with her.
Thanks, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Clara cuddles her head on her shoulder.
I ruined everyone's Christmas.
Bonnie shakes her head.
You did the right thing.
Clara picks her head up and looks at her.
The way you learn and love with someone is how you figure out how to move forward.
Clara purses her lips and smiles.
I found Grandpa's journal. He left it on the kitchen table. I read it to the very end.
Was there any more about Martha?
She nods.
Much later.
when Grandpa got back from Korea.
She picks up the journal and reads.
It was almost 2 years. I was heading home for Christmas.
Officers get off the bus.
And I was going to find my love.
He stands there alone at the bus stop.
I went to Martha's family home, but it had been sold. So I asked around until I found her new address. It was way outside town. I walked miles until I finally found it.
We see feet trudging through the snow. We see a blue house. Martha is in the window decorating a tree. She turns to see him. A man enters the window frame and hands her a baby.
Martha moved on without me. I may never know if she got my letters, or worse, if she did, and it didn't matter.
Bonnie tilts her head.
Martha got married.
And had a family. But so did Grandpa. With Grandma Nell, and she was wonderful.
Very best. I'm so glad Grandpa had a second chance at love.
And so will you.
So will you. I guess we just have to keep on wishing. I wish Grandpa knew everything he gave us.
She holds back tears and pats the back of Bonnie's head. Clara and Bonnie in the kitchen.
Why did we make so much food?
We always make this much food. One, it's Christmas Eve, and two,
leftover sandwiches. Oh, I'll get it. Kelly said she might stop by. You better be bringing something good, because...
A woman stands at the door.
I'm sorry to intrude. Are you Clara? I think you left this in my mail.
You're Martha. The Martha.
She nods. They all sit at the table.
So you never received the letters? My parents returned them without my knowing. My mother didn't tell me about his letters until right before she passed. By then, I had married a wonderful man, had 3 children, 7 beautiful grandchildren, and a happy life. Your grandfather got married, too. I know.
Oh, how did you know?
We spoke.
You and Jerry?
When? Last year. He looked me up.
But his letter...
He didn't want another letter to get lost or returned. So he tracked me down, and we spoke on the phone several times. We were going to meet face to face in June. I know. I saw it in the paper.
Bonnie looks down.
I made my peace with it. Though I can't help but wonder what it would have been like to see each other again, even for 5 more minutes.
Clara's smile fades.
He loved you both so much. He told me on the phone how happy you made him, what a life he had. I have too. And I credit Jerry.
And if he broke your heart?
Once someone opens your heart, you believe you're worthy of love. Without Jerry, I would never have the rest of my life.
And he would never have found Nell.
Martha nods.
Thank you for inviting me in. I'll let you get back to your holiday. Oh, I almost forgot. In the envelope are a few photos I have from then of Jerry and me.
Oh.
I thought you might enjoy them.
Yes.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
And you
too,
Martha.
She leaves. Bonnie and Clara's jaws drop. Bonnie's phone lights up. She picks it up.
The motion detector went off at the shop. There's nothing on the camera, but I should go check it out.
I got it. I'll be back before the turkey is rusted and carved.
Okay.
We fly over the lit up town at night. Clara gets out of the car and sees Jay standing outside.
Jay? What are you doing here?
Oh, I noticed some of these bulbs were out the other day, and I kept forgetting to replace them. I figured I'd take care of them.
Well, the motion sensors went off at the store, so I came to check it out.
I didn't mean to set the sensors off. I'm sorry. Did I take you away from something?
It's been a really big night. Don't you have family to celebrate with?
Oh, yes. I'm meeting them later.
She walks in the shop. He bows his head.
Hey. You want to come in for a candy cane?
I would love to. Thank you.
They walk inside. They sit enjoying candy canes by the fire.
Candy canes were always my grandpa's favorite.
Because they're so sweet?
Because they last a long time. And you can think your questions all the way through. And by the time you get to the curly end, you had your answer.
And what's your question now?
Do you think everyone gets a big first love?
He blinks and looks down.
I did.
Did it work out?
No.
She licks her lips.
It taught me that I have that kind of love to give. And taking a big risk with someone you love is better than risking life without them.
She smiles.
An old friend of my grandpa's came to the house tonight. She said the same thing.
She did?
Mm. She nods.
What did she say?
She said that he opened her heart, which opened her up to the rest of her life. So much love flowed between them in such a short amount of...
Jay looks down.
Are you okay?
He closes his eyes briefly.
I'm just a sucker for a good love story.
They eat their candy canes.
I wish you could have seen her just one last time. I wish we all could have those last moments back.
What would you have done differently?
I'd tell him how much his love meant to me. And that I'm the person that I am because of his strength and humor.
She wipes away a tear.
That I'm the teacher I am because of what he taught me.
Jay fights back tears.
And then I'm gonna be okay.
He nods.
I just wish he could hear all of that. I wish he knew.
They both look down. She furrows her brow and looks at him.
I really enjoyed working here this last week, Clara.
He stands.
Wait, are you going somewhere?
He hugs her.
It's Christmas Eve. Everyone should be with someone they love.
He walks to the door. He turns around, looks at her one last time, nods and leaves. Clara watches him go. She furrows her brow. We see the candy cane train come around the train tracks. It runs into her purse and knocks it to the floor. The envelope with the pictures in it spills onto the floor. She picks them up and looks at the photos to reveal that the young Jerry looks exactly the same as Jay. Her jaw drops as she looks at the photos.
Jay! Jay!
She runs out of the shop. She looks to the ground to see footprints in the snow.
Jay.
After a few steps, they stop. We see Martha riding her bike past the man chopping wood who picks up the candy cane. It's Jay. She smiles and rides off. He smiles and watches her go. We see them hold hands as she leads him to the fir tree spot. Jay uncovers his eyes. She runs off and he chases her. Martha and Jay dance. They laugh as he twirls her. Jay hugs her at the bus stop. He blows her a kiss. They hold hands outside the bus window. He sits in camp writing a letter. He trudges through the snow to Martha's new house. He holds a candy cane as he watches her with her husband and baby in the window. He blinks as he watches them. We see Jay turn to see Clara the first day when he entered the shop for a job. She searches left and right for him. She looks up just as a shooting star flies across the sky.
In 86, my grandpa said, there's angels in the room.
Tears stream down her face.
Thank you, Grandpa. Thank you. Was coming soon. I won't waste any time. So much
left to say, she runs up the path to a house as a light snow falls. Just give us five more. Logan appears at the door.
Come to Christmas Day. Come to Christmas Eve dinner. Come now. We cannot waste any more time.
Well, did something happen?
Martha came to the house.
The Martha?
Yes.
Okay, come inside.
No, she and Grandpa were supposed to meet.
What?
Yeah.
No, Clara,
he was here. He was here with me. And he did what he always did. He led me to the answers without me knowing after I wished. And said out loud what was in my heart.
Logan gazes at her.
And he reminded me that every moment matters and that every second is a chance to hold the people that you love close and tell them how you feel and that taking a risk with someone you love is better than risking life without them. So wherever you go, I will go.
She places her hand on his heart.
You're where I belong.
They look at each other longingly and they kiss. They gaze at each other. He smiles. At the Yellow House, Bonnie, Claire, Logan, Edward, and Kelly's family sit in the living room as Bonnie brings in Coco.
Edward, here you are. Enjoy.
She hands him a mug. Bonnie and Claire stand in front of the fireplace.
Very happy you invited Edward.
No reason to waste any more time, right?
Right. Well, I'm putting together a new resume to send out to schools around here.
Wait, what?
Her eyes widen.
Well, Logan's gonna be based out of Fort Bragg, and you're a few miles away, so...
They hug.
Everyone, to Grandpa Jerry.
Grandpa Jerry!
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas.
Times and family.
They cheers with their cocoa and candy canes. Bonnie sits with Edward and Clara sits with Logan. We see a picture frame of Jay as young Jerry. A candy cane is slipped on the frame.